difference. But in that case, it was definitely DeLorean Wedge up the middle. Gets a couple more, brings up third down and short for the Redskin offense.
Coming up in that straight T once again for the Redskins. Right to left, cross your radio. Carlson under center. Needs a yard out to the 23-yard line. Three men backfield. Carlson hands it off, and they have it by about 2 yards out to the 24-yard line. Down the pile, somewhere in there is a black jersey. 75 tackle. That looks like it's number 26, DeLorean Wedge. And Nathan Partica on the tackle. First and 10 for the Redskins. 3:45 left in the first half. 14 for Sandusky, 8 for Ubley.
Partica makes a nice tackle, but it's as the running back is going by him that he makes the tackle. He's able to wrap him up easily, but by the time he's by him, he gets that 2 or 3 or 4 yards that he needed for a first down. And a fresh set of downs. Now Sandusky can breathe a little bit as that end zone is a little further away from him now.
Wing T to the left. And the lead blocker out there, that would be Washi has the ball. Excuse me, that's not Washi. That's Jack Sheridan out across the 30-yard line, almost to the first down marker at the 34-yard line, brought down by Nolan Vanner from the defensive line. And they're going to say enough for a new set of downs, first down and a 10-yard gain.
Washi actually was out there, the lead blocker, Clark. That's why you saw him. And he actually blocks two guys. He blocks Peruski out on that play, and as the running back cuts up, that's Sheridan. Does a nice job cutting in front of that blocker and turning it into a nice gain for Sandusky.
3 minutes and change left in the second quarter, and it's a quick hand off to the round the right end to Braxton Washi. Dives back inside, and he gets out for about 2, maybe 3 yards. Tackle made by Carson Holeski. Second down, 7 to go for the Redskins. Less than 3 to play.
Same play. They like that last wing T backer to come all the way around one side, whether it's the right or the left. This time it's the right, and instead of following his blockers patiently and going all the way around the edge, he sees an opening, cuts up the middle. But that opening was closed quickly by the Bearcat defense. Only get about 3 yards on that play.
Wing T to the right. And it's quick, hanging it off inside to DeLorean Wedge, who had a little bit of trouble bringing in that carry. And out for maybe a yard to the 39-yard line, 77, Preston Halleck on the tackle. Third down, 5 to go for the Redskins.
Yeah, a little fake there by the quarterback as he faked the ball up in the air and had to bring it back down quickly to get it in the arms of the running back, and he runs right into 77, Halleck, and doesn't allow him to go anywhere. Very short gain, minimal gain, and third down and medium, 5 or 6 to go now for Sandusky. Big series here for the Bearcats. See if they can get the ball back with one more chance before the half.
Carlson under center. Option to the third man. Cuts right through that line, short of the first down marker by about a yard. A 4 yard gain for Washi and brought down by Nolan Van Herp for the Bearcats. Fourth down and less than a yard to go at the 44-yard line. Minute 35 left in the first half.
Very interesting call here. I believe Coach Jacobson's going to go for it, but when you punt it away here, you almost, barring a broken play, go into the half, up 6 points, but you allow the Bearcats to have the ball one more time. If this fourth down conversion fails, the Bearcats have an excellent chance of scoring, so they're going to go for it, need a full yard.
Carlson hands it off right up the middle, and they have the first down as they get across the 45-yard line out to the 46-yard line. Out of the bottom of the pile will be Braxton Washi, the senior running back. Tackle made by Nathan Partica for the Bearcats. New set of downs for Sandusky with 1:09 left in the first half, leading 14-8.
Wow, when Washi hit the line of scrimmage, he didn't go forward. He was stopped right there, but as he was falling down, diving forward, he was able to get his momentum and cross that football across the 45-yard line for a fresh set of downs for Sandusky.
1 minute remains in the second quarter. 6-point lead for Sandusky. Delayed handoff in the backfield now to Jack Sheridan. Gets out, maybe falls forward for about a yard out to the 46-yard line. Tackle made by Preston Halleck for the Bearcats. Second down, 9 to go. 45 seconds left now. Sandusky in no hurry.
Cass City leads in that game over Marlette. 28-7. Sandin Cathrell, all 4 touchdowns, Clark.
Right to left, cross your radio. Sandusky with a 6-point lead. Less than 30 seconds to play in the first half. Wing T and a bad handoff once again from Carlson to DeLorean Wedge. And it's going to be a loss of 2 yards in the play. brings it right back to the original line of scrimmage at the 45-yard line. Tackle made by Logan Hulbert.
Hulbert makes the nice tackle there, but neither here nor there. It was a bad quarterback-running back exchange there, going nowhere.
And that is the end of the first half with a six-point ball game. The Sandusky Redskins come out and score 14 points right away. The Ubley Bearcats respond with a touchdown of themselves, making a one-possession ball game. It is Sandusky 14, Ubley Bearcats 8, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The sky is sunny. Old Man Depression, you are through. You done us wrong.
You're in the money when you switch to Thumb Cellular. Right now, if you switch to Thumb Cellular, add a line, or upgrade your phone, get $100. The Big Benjamin, 100 smackaronis. Well, call it what you'd like. You're getting $100 to use however you choose at Thumb Cellular. Use it towards your monthly service, a new phone, accessories, a Bluetooth speaker. The choice is yours to spend it how you want. Want a case and a new phone? It's $100 your way, and it's happening now at Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. With offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms of service apply.
At Shure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different, and in a good way? It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our three senior living communities, or maybe one of our four pharmacies, or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year, our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan, or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Shure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Shure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Shure, visit one of our many locations or go to Shure.org. And if you're Shure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Shure. Better health, better life. Are you Shure?
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes with certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
I told my dad the air conditioning went out in my car. He told me to cool it. Just put an ice cube tray on your dash over the blower. I decided to take it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. I heard they are the experts in air conditioning repair that will fix my car right the first time and at a reasonable price. Then I billed it to my dad.
Leak detection, recharging, and compressor repair for cars, trucks, RVs, and agricultural equipment with fast professional service from Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning, a Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
For everything to do with hunting, visit Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in all sizes, starting at $425. Find over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 100 variations of a bolt action rifle rifle that is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And Randy's Hunting Center sells fishing and hunting licenses. Don't miss the 26th annual used gun auction being held at Woods and Water Weekend on Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 135 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. A complete auction list is available on the website, randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds.